This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bonus hour. The bonus hour is on Z100. I'm so excited. Let's start out with your bonus hour weather. I don't know. I see sun 1 minute and then I see rain the next. Yeah. Scary. What the hell?
A chance of a passing shower in some spots, but don't worry. It's going to be sunny and a high of 62 today and then more of the same for tomorrow. It's going to be nice.
So much going on the bonus hour. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend John Sykes from iHeart, who's helping organize the Rise Up New York City telethon that's on tonight. It's Robin Hood's relief benefit, raising awareness and funds for New Yorkers, because we were hit hard by this thing. And there are so many people who are having a lot of trouble in our own backyard. So people like, Bon Jovi and Tina Fey and Billy Joel and Mariah Carey and Sting and the governor and, I mean, tons of New Yorkers are coming together tonight at 7 o'clock right here at Z100 to raise money for Robin Hood. And not one penny goes into anyone's pocket. It doesn't go to any organizational funds at all. It goes right to the people who need it. That's one of the beautiful things about Robin Hood. We'll talk to John Sykes about that coming up, and also how you can have some New York Giants playing touch football in your backyard and give you a ring, like a really
Super Bowl
ring, right?
That's it's so amazing. Cool, yeah.
So that's coming up with John Sykes later. Also, our buddy Tom. Tom hasn't been in his New York City apartment in 2 months. And he's entering live on the air to see what he's finding. We think his apartment's flooded with fecal matter. Will it be or will it not be? We'll find out. We'll find it out together right here on the bonus hour on Z100. So we got to have a cool song to play. I was in the mood for some Foo Fighters. Will you indulge and let me play my favorite Foo Fighters song of all time?
I love that.
Let's go. This is such a great song. It's uplifting. It makes you feel good. Foo Fighters. The bonus hours. D100. Turn this up. The bonus hour, Foo Fighters. Doesn't this sound so good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it. Hey, so tonight at 7 o'clock, all over TV and radio in New York City, including Z100, tonight at 7, it's a one-hour benefit hosted by Tina Fey, featuring musical performances from Bon Jovi and Billy Joel and Mariah Carey. Governor Cuomo stopping by, Barbara Streisand and Bette Midler are part of this thing. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Jennifer Lopez, Jimmy Fallon, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and a very big special surprise from Broadway, Robert De Niro and Spike Lee, Trevor Noah. And also, tonight, you can donate money to help Robin Hood Project as they are putting as best as they can an end to poverty and relieving some of the poverty problems in New York City. And right now, they're worse than ever. But Rise Up New York is tonight. Like I said, you can hear it on Z100. And one of the things you can try to win is the Giants, it's the New York Giants fantasy package where you have New York Giants come to your house, go to your backyard, play touch football, go inside your house, have some dinner with you, and they leave you with a Super Bowl ring. And you don't have to be a billionaire to get this thing. It's a, the entries start at $10. And there's a website you can go to. What's that website people can go to go ahead and try to win this thing?
It's omaze.com/giants. omaze.com/giants. It takes you right to the page. $10. That's all you need to donate. Obviously, we want you to donate more, but a minimum of $10.
omaze.com/giants. So just to let you know, and by the way, John Sykes from iHeart, who's helping organize all of this stuff, he's going to be on with us in a second. Just for you to know, all the money goes directly to the people who need it. There's no crazy fees and things that, that take a percentage out of what you donate tonight. Listen to this for Robinhood. $10 provides a meal for 33 hungry New Yorkers. $50 pays for a tablet for a student's remote learning. $127 pays for a monthly Metro card for an essential worker. $200 shelters a homeless New York family for a night. $300 tonight provides one student with a counselor for college applications, scholarships, and financial aid. So there's a whole rainbow across the spectrum of things your money goes to help right here in New York City, thanks to Robinhood. I've been watching Robinhood for so many years, and tonight you're going to see it in action. You're going to hear it at 7 o'clock tonight. Let's get John Sykes on the phone. John Sykes from iHeartRadio. Hey, John.
Elvis Duran.
Hey, you guys have a big night tonight. We're all having a big night tonight. We are so excited.
Oh, man, we are so excited that iHeart's involved in this, and actually the entire city is involved. Streaming, television, radio, Broadway stars, music stars, athletes. New York is given a challenge. It comes together.
Well, you know, and a lot of people don't know, but Robin Hood Relief, this organization has been around for years and years fighting poverty in New York City. And as you know, it's a very unique situation here where in New York City, you could be living your life and living your dream on one street, and one street over, people are struggling to make their ends meet and make their dreams come true. But now more than ever, thanks to what's happening tonight at 7 o'clock, you can hear it right here at Z100, we have an opportunity to make a big difference. And we've got a new addition to this big thing. You want to talk about the New York Giants experience?
Oh, yes, Elvis. You know, we found that every VIP New Yorker, every famous New Yorker wanted to help. Sting wanted to play. Bon Jovi wanted to play. Mariah wanted to sing. Alicia, Billy Joel. And so the New York Giants said, what can we do? So we said, how about a New York fantasy for a fan? How about some fan wins a chance to have the New York Giants Super Bowl champs play touch football in their backyard? I mean, if you're a kid, what a great dream. And instead of auctioning it off to someone who's very wealthy, we said, no, for a minimum $10 donation on omaze.com/giants, you can enter to win a chance to have the Giants come. They bring their four Super Bowl trophies with them: Phil Simms, Eli Manning, Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, two on each team. You bring two friends each. It's 4-on-4. You play a game of touch football. The coaches are John Mara and Steve Tisch, the owners of the Giants. The referees are Mike Tirico and Bob Costas, legendary sportscasters. You finish the game. Hopefully no one has any broken bones. It is touch football. You go in your living room. The Giants all come in and have dinner. They bring their four Super Bowl trophies, take a picture, and when they leave, they hand you a Super Bowl ring. A Super Bowl ring.
So, I didn't know that's a Super Bowl ring.
That's insane. Oh, my God.
That's insane. You know what, John? I wanted my fantasy for the Giants is just to hang out in the locker room during the game. I don't know. It's my fantasy, but it's a different fantasy for different people, right?
That'll be the next contest. But, you know, the great thing about this is that everyone's coming together because, let's face it, we all think we have it tough because everybody in New York got hit by this. You can ask anyone, and their life has been changed for years, forever by it. But if you had breakfast with your family or your friends this morning or your spouse, whatever it might be, then you are better off than 2 million New Yorkers who aren't because they're going hungry. So that's why these guys are all coming together. And there's some amazing things that are going to happen. And Tina Fey is going to be our ringmaster. She's our leader. She's going to get us through the night. And we've got some pretty cool surprises.
Yeah, and as I said, coming into our conversation with you, John, Bon Jovi performing, Billy Joel, Mariah Carey, Sting, Governor Cuomo will be there to explain everything to us in his way. We love him. Barbara Streisand. It's a gay man's festival tonight with her there and Bette Midler. The mayor's going to be there. Chris Rock, Cynthia Erivo, who's an incredible performer. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it's only an hour long, which I find peculiar. Can't we do this for like 6 hours? I mean, this is like a 6 hours worth of entertainment in 1 hour.
It is amazing. It's commercial free. Thank God we got an extra 18, 20 minutes back. And we and Elvis, there are so many things we couldn't fit in. But to get everyone together, to get all the incredible, powerful radio properties and TV and streaming and everything, and have Z100 give us an hour of time to do this, that we really had to make sure that there wasn't a dull moment in this. And from Robert De Niro opening it up from his home in Tribeca, right to a surprise ending with incorporating at Times Square, the Empire State Building, it's going to move really fast because there's not a moment to breathe in it. It moves. If you love Broadway, and I know you do, there's a moment where I think we have 8 Broadway Tony winners together in a Zoom that you've never seen before, hosted or led by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's going to be pretty crazy.
So once again, tonight, right here at Z100 at 7 o'clock, Tina Fey and Robert De Niro kick it off. And also that New York Giants fantasy that could happen in your backyard. You don't have to be a big baller, just a $10 donation and you're in the running to win that. It's happening, like I said, tonight at 7 o'clock. We want to help people's dreams come true because they can't right now. And we're going to do it tonight with our friends at Robinhood. All right. You've got a busy day ahead of you, John. Thank you for coming onto the show and explaining everything to us. I love it.
Well, and Elvis, thank you, because you have personally supported Robin Hood for many, many years in New York, and that means the world to us. Even though I work at iHeart and this is our day job, what you do in your time for Robin Hood is so important, so thank you.
Well, I did it because I wear these green tights. They look good on me, so it's all good. John Sykes, we love you. Go back to work, and you've got a busy night ahead of you. We'll see you and hear you at 7 o'clock tonight right here at Z100.
Thanks, Elvis. Bye-bye.
Again, and thank you, John. Again, if you want to, at a minimum of $10 donation, if you want to enter to win that New York Giants fantasy package, go to omaze.com/giants. It's omaze.com/giants. $10 could go a long way, and you could win a fantasy Giants package where you have Giants football players playing touch football in your backyard. I think that's so cool. All right, let's get into the 3 things you need to know of the Z100 bonus hour. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right, expect to see something pretty interesting hitting the streets of New York City. They've already been out. You may have seen them. You may not have. They're called social distancing ambassadors, and they are out to remind people to wear face masks and keep their distance from one another. Mayor de Blasio says he's adding another 1,300 regular New Yorkers to the social distance brigade. There have already been 1,000 of these people out on the roads. We don't know whether they're being chosen in a certain way or if they're being paid, but if you see them, try to respect them. In addition to this, police will still hand out tickets in extreme cases, and it was just announced that alternate side parking is back in effect next week for 1 week for street cleaning. Then it'll be suspended again for 2 weeks after that. If you left and are missing the city, like our friend Tom Kelly, who we're going to talk to in a little bit, have no fear. Something called EarthCam is here. You can catch live video feeds of locations all over the world, including some of our favorites here in New York City, like Times Square and the Statue of Liberty. You can take a tour all around. You can see the harbor. You can see her crown, even inside the torch. All you have to do is go to earthcam.com and search for New York City. And finally, if you're anything like us, maybe you're impulse buying a little bit. You are not alone. Americans are making more impulse buys during this time than they ever have before. A lot of these impulse buys are things that people are stocking up on, like toilet paper and cleaning supplies, but people are also being a little reckless with their stimulus checks and just buying things like tie-dyed sweatsuits. The amount went from $150 a month to about $183. So if you're spending a little more, you're not alone. And those are your 3 things.
Thank you, Gandhi. More on Z100.
200. You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
Z100, the bonus hour. This is going to be fun. All right, so people like me, for instance, I lived in the city, downtown, Tribeca, and 2 months ago, I moved out of my apartment, locked it up. It's nice and safe, so don't think about ransacking my apartment. Ransacking. Anyway, a lot of people moved out of the city. They moved wherever they could go. Luckily, I have the house I used to live in out here in Jersey, so I came out to my house. It's great. It's okay. We lucked out. Our friend Tom Kelly lives, I think, on the Upper West Side. Tom, where do you live? Upper East Side, right?
Upper West Side. Upper West Side. No, you had it right. Upper West Side.
Of course. Of course. All the good Jews live on the Upper West Side. The younger ones. Anyway, so your parents live out on Long Island, right? So you, 2 months ago, you left this apartment we're about to walk into and locked it up, and you haven't been back.
I haven't been back. I was so unessential at my day job, they actually laid me off like a week before the pandemic. So I'm a week ahead of everybody else on self-shelter.
Okay, good. Oh, God, Bob.
Yeah, I am the least essential, non-essential worker at ABC.
Nice to know that. Uh-huh. Nice to know you. Hey, by the way, Tom, at the same time, at his parents' house, is trying to Zoom date these girls he's meeting. What was it that Tom said to you at my wedding? This will tell you a little about Tom.
Okay, at your wedding, he was complaining to Brandon and I how girls are so fake and so fickle because he had no problem finding a girl to take to your wedding. But when he invites them to hang out in his basement, they all say no. I was like, what the hell? Stop inviting people to your basement. That's weird.
Yeah, basements scare people, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, come on.
The basement was an analogy.
Oh, of course. Okay, so Tom is standing in the hallway of his Upper West Side apartment. He's about to open the door for the very first time in over 2 months to see what's waiting for us. And we think, I predict it's going to be just fine, but you think there's going to be fecal matter over because of the overflowing toilet, right?
It's a New York City building. It's a 100-year-old building. It's beautiful. But yeah, the toilet, you got to flush it every day to keep things smelling nice. And every now and again, something comes up the drain from the sewer.
So okay. Maybe a snake.
It's a great apartment.
All right, let's go in.
Here we go. We're going in. Opening. I unlocked the door before, so you don't have to do 20 minutes of me with the keys.
We're watching him on Zoom, by the way. And there he is. Okay. He's in his apartment.
Looks like a nice place.
Alexa, turn on the lights. I have lights. Oh, Alexa's working.
Fancy.
And we're in. This is the long, creepy stairwell. And there's a slight smell, and I'm now looking in the bathroom. Do you guys want to look in the toilet with me? What's in there? I was right about toilet trouble. There is something happening where...
Oh, gross. Oh, that is a nasty sight.
So wait a second. Yeah. But it's not... I mean, thank God for the pandemic that I'm already wearing my rubber glove. There's no water in the toilet, so somebody's been in here. No, but there's no water in the toilet. Like, I'm putting my hand in the toilet. There's no water. It's just brown.
Do you think they turned off the toilet water? Did they turn off your water?
Well, the good news is the faucet is still dripping. So I know there's water. I mean, I could try plugging. Okay.
Dripping faucet. Hey, you know what I just saw in the Zoom room? You've got tons of toilet paper there. Good for you.
Yeah. I was the first hoarder, my friend. You know what it was? When the shortage started, I found a supply and basically started calling my friends, offering them toilet paper, and never have I been so popular, my friend.
Well, the bad news, you have nowhere to flush it because you have no water in your toilet. All right, so the toilet's not so bad.
Should we try to flush?
Yeah, let's see if we can flush. Yeah. Here we go. Let me see on the camera, too, because we're going to be showing this later. So, push the button. Or the thing.
Ready? And?
Yes, go.
We got water.
All right.
And there's the poop coming up. The poop is coming up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Whose poop is that? Is that yours?
No.
Gross.
No, but you got to realize this is a 100-year-old building. That's 100 years worth of poop in there.
That could be like President Lincoln's Duke.
Came from apartment number two.
Yeah, Lincoln pooped here.
Okay, now wait a second. Okay, Tom, but that's not your poop. So you live in an apartment where you flush your toilet.
No, I flush even when I don't poop. I am not the gross one here. I flush for fun, people. I waste.
Well, whose poop is it then? Where does it come from?
The last tenants. I don't know. You're asking that. Where did the water in my toilet go in the first place?
That should have disintegrated. All right. Okay. So let's go check the rest of the apartment. Let's go look at the kitchen.
Oh my gosh!
Now,
where do you think the mice would have been?
All right. So this is the part that I'm afraid of. That my neighbor said, "Oh, I got more paper towels and more toilet paper." I didn't realize that my mother's gonna be so happy when I go back to Long Island. I have. A-
Okay, we lost you.
A lot of Just for Men. I have soap, so the mice. Oh, I'm here still. You don't have me? Do you hear me?
Oh, well, we lost you for a
minute. Router.
Okay. Right. I don't want to look at your toiletries. I want to look at the mice droppings.
Please tell me he didn't just touch the toilet stuff with that same hand he's walking around touching things with.
Yes.
No, I hovered, Danielle. I hovered. I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't and think I got his hand touched in the toilet.
Close enough. Just to be safe, ditching the glove.
Thank you.
We got to move on. We got to move on here.
All right. So, no mice. No, I mean, looking in the cabinets, there's an open bag of Pepperidge Farm cookies, but I think that's my fault. I'll throw that out.
Did the mice get it?
No, nothing. No, I think I'm okay on the mice.
Good. There could be a mouse inside there. What about spoiled food in the refrigerator? That was my favorite thing to look for.
Oh, yeah.
luckily, I am a
Chinese delivery.
Yeah. Okay. 60-day-old milk.
Oh man.
Yeah. I didn't even know it could get that color. What is this? Like lime green.
Oh my God.
And you know what I love? The can. Can you see this? It's expanded so much that I think if I open it, it'll explode. So I'm not touching
it. A can of what?
A can of soda.
Hey, by the way, so far we found 60-day-old milk and a Lincoln log in the toilet.
One of your sponsors, I used the Rao's, and that looks like it held up. Good for them.
But even Rao's homemade would tell you not to use that, probably.
No.
What's that?
60-day-old carrots. 60-day-old carrots.
throw that out.
In closing, I got to be honest with you. We have to kind of rush here, but I got to tell you something. I think you're doing okay. I think you've actually, it's not as bad as you thought it would be.
Actually, I'm going to go even a step beyond that. I'm doing great, and it's a big weight off me. I'm actually kind of happy right now.
I'm happy to share a moment with you guys. Are you going to stay in the city or just get what you need and run back out to Long Island?
No way in hell. I'm getting out of here in 3 minutes. If anybody wants a sublet, the place is available.
Don't say that. All right. Any questions for Tom, who I walked into his apartment for the first time in 2 months? Yes, Gary.
Can you turn the shower on and the faucets on real quickly to make sure there's no brown water coming out? Because that's what happens to me when I leave for over a week.
I will go do that. The other thing I'm slightly nervous about is I have a big book. I have a fake dictionary that has a lot of money in it, and I can't find it right now.
But really?
Turn on the water. I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere. I'll need a few minutes to do this fair.
Well, no, but now you said it. You have to find it. If you leave, the super is going to come in and take it.
Definitely.
The water's working, and checking for my fake dictionary. They probably would not have taken the dictionary.
They probably just would have taken the money out.
Right.
Did you find it?
Yeah. Not yet. This is my closet, so my clothes are still here. And
we got a big apartment.
How much money did you have? And
this will be with me. This is the fake dictionary. This is the thing I was really worried about.
Open it up. Let me see the cashish. I got
to find the key. Take that. Yeah, okay. There we go.
It looks like you're good. It looks like you're good. Yeah. You know, going into your apartment for the first time in 2 months, that was extraordinarily festive, especially finding crap floating in your toilet. I love that.
It was even worse. It wasn't floating. It was dried up and just sitting there. I almost feel like we're doing a science experiment.
Now, look. All right, wow. Tom. The thing is when you hang up with us, it's going to be very, very eerie in there. So get your stuff and get out, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for sharing this moment with me. It made it less lonely.
Thank you for sharing many things with us. We love you, Tom. Tom Kelly, everyone.
Yes, bye, guys. Tom.
He's furloughed and he's solo. We love him. All right. Thank you, Tom. And there you have it. Danielle has your first report of the bonus hour on Z100 coming up. What do you have coming up for us, Danielle?
We're going to talk all about Rise Up New York. And what does Eminem and Lil Wayne do before they write new music? I'll tell you.
We'll find out right after this.
NY News app.
You're listening to a bonus hour of Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Here's Elvis.
And we are live on Z100, New York.
We are? Oh, hi.
Music station.
Sorry.
Oh.
Well, hi. Well, someone should give me a little warning. Hello?
I tried to point to you.
Oh, sorry. Z100. You know, I'm looking out my window, and it's sunny one minute, it's kind of cloudy the next. I'm voting for all sun. Is it just me? It just makes such a big difference.
Times of clouds and a little bit of rain, but the sun will be back later, I promise.
We're about to get into the Danielle report for Z100. Also, this morning during Garrett's sound, he played this incredible piece of sound from Austin Nasso, and he's a comedian, and he was doing his Governor Cuomo impersonation. And you know how Governor Cuomo's very to the point and likes to explain things. I mean, he waters it down and he explains every level and every aspect of everything. So you, without question, will understand what he's saying ad nauseum sometimes, but I love him. I love our governor. So listen to, we had so much fun listening to this. This is Austin Nasso, the comedian. You can do a search for this, I guess, doing his Governor Cuomo. Listen to this.
Everyone in New York should be wearing a mask. What do I mean by this? A mask is something you use to cover your face. Let me give you an example. When you're trick-or-treating, you wear a mask. You could be a ghoul, you could be a ghost, a zombie. Doesn't matter what you wear. It has to be a mask. It has to be a mask. Why do we do this? We do this so when we say trick-or-treat, trick-or-treat, we get candy. We want to get candy. What is candy, you ask? Candy is a food made with sugar or syrup designed to taste very good. Why is this important? Because wearing a mask will allow you to get candy. In New York, if you want to get candy, when you go to the grocery store, you have to wear a mask. It's very simple.
Great.
I love it.
That's perfect.
I love it.
So awesome.
Thank you for finding that sound, Garrett. I mean, look, I love our governor, but he will explain it to you. And he has no problem taking his time with it and making sure everyone understands. Because you got to keep in mind, if he doesn't do that, people are going to miss stuff because there are people who don't pay attention. They don't listen, you know. Yep. Also, we have some very sad news today. We had a lot of people pass away over the weekend. And one of the people we did not talk about was the double rainbow guy.
Yeah.
He passed away. I think Paul Vasquez was his name. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sad.
He actually went to get tested for COVID-19, but learned about another unspecified ailment. We don't exactly know what it was, but yeah, he passed away, and he was not old. He was 57 years old. So, so sad. But if you remember, we have the sound, I'm sure, the double rainbow sound,
yes,
right,
we do.
Scary?
Yes. This is him. We had a lot of fun with him.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. Double rainbow. Oh my God. Whoa! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my! Oh, wow! Oh my God! Look at that! Double rainbow all the way across the sky! Oh my God!
Oh!
Oh my God! It's so bright.
He cried.
Oh. I love it.
And by the way, he says he was not tripping at all. That is just him. He just loves nature and was just so moved by the double rainbow. There you go. So, yeah, we lost a lot of people over the weekend. A lot of people. Yeah. All right, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle, what do you have for us?
Yes. All right. Well, as you all know, Rise Up New York will be broadcast tonight, 7 o'clock on Z100, and it is just going to be amazing. Tina Fey is going to be your host, I mean, everybody's going to be there. Idina Menzel, Barbara Streisand, Robert De Niro, Ben Platt, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Bette Midler, Jimmy Fallon, so much more. It's a virtual telethon to raise awareness and relief funds to help New Yorkers whose lives have been dramatically impacted by COVID-19. And of course, we are helping the Robin Hood Foundation, and we just love them. And also, we're doing something special with the New York Giants, where you can walk away with a Super Bowl ring and they can come play in your backyard. I mean, it's just going to be incredible. So you definitely have to be part of this tonight. Eminem and Lil Wayne do something interesting. They Google their lyrics before they record new music to make sure that they're not repeating anything old. They don't want to repeat any old verses or anything like that. So they double check. I think it makes total sense, right? I told you the other day that Kenny Chesney and Drake were in a battle. Who is going to be number one on the Billboard 200 album chart? Well, congratulations, Kenny Chesney. He is number one. It is his ninth number one, so congratulations to him. Avengers Endgame directors, they have launched this new Pizza Film School on Instagram. It's a new series hosted every Friday on Instagram Live, and they will give fans movie recommendations. They're going to talk about films that have inspired them, and they love it because they're in quarantine like everybody, and they are watching a lot of things, and they're brainstorming about a lot of things, and they're sharing it with their fans, and people are loving it. Let's talk about John Krasinski. He's got episode 7 of his YouTube show, and he has once again reunited the cast of The Office. This time, it's for actually a wedding. This is so cool. So it's a virtual wedding because there's this couple that got engaged the same way that Jim proposed to Pam on The Office. So they thought, hey, you know what? Let's get together a bunch of people from The Office and let's do the wedding on Zoom. And that's exactly what they did. So check it out when you get a chance. I love this thing he does. It is just so good. Some good news. And like I said, it's episode 7. If you've missed some of the episodes, you definitely have to check him out because he does such a good job. And that is my Danielle report.
I love you, Danielle. Again, I love watching you and your family on Mother's Day yesterday. That was great. That was pretty awesome.
We had fun.
Hey, by the way, tonight it's Rise Up New York at 7 o'clock right here at Z100, hosted by Tina Fey. For that very special Giants fantasy package, you have, Eli Manning and Justin Tuck and Michael Strahan and Phil Sims in your backyard playing touch football. And then they have dinner in your house with you and they give you a Super Bowl ring. Bob Costas will be there and Mike Tirico there to call the game. And trophies, they're going to bring Super Bowl trophies with them. This is amazing. And it's only $10, a minimum of $10 donation to Robinhood. And you can do that right now at omaze.com/giants. That's omaze.com/giants. All right, we got to get out of here. Well, what song do you want to end the show with? What do we have, Scary?
Let me clear my throat. DJ Cool.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Z100.
I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. 1, 2, 3. Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah. Witness, and some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay, in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. Rock to the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time to the beat. And you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Be the pipe and pick the pep up, but cool rap the rock, and I can still flip up the house. Every goddamn time I get on the mic, I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo Flex and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco, and I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Cool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of fees and swinging like a man on the fried Chinese. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the rice, so please. Jam! Ha! So look at him. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's going a little something like this here. Now, if y'all want to party like we do, if y'all want to party like us, let me hear say, ah, 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 ah. If y'all want to party like we do, if y'all want to party like us, let me hear say, ah, 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 ah. Now when I say, you say, you say, ah, ah.
just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, all the ladies in the place, if you got real hair, real fingernails, if you got a job, you going to school, and you don't need nobody to help you handle your business, make some noise. One, two, three, come on now. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze. Now, to all the brothers in the place that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man, make some noise. Now let me clear my throat. Oh, happens to me. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to all the ladies and all the brothers in here. Like I love y'all to get here. Damn. Oh, let me send my little shout outs here. Special dedication once again going out to everybody here behind my bay in Philadelphia. We love y'all madly. Special dedication going out to Mellow T, Walt Beater Jr., Don Mack, Charlie Mack, DJ Rand, Cosmic Kev. Special dedication going out to Frank Steve and Lorenzo Ice T. And if you're with me, if you're with me, I need some help from the music, from the maestro. Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.